It's good afternoon. It's good to be back again to share God's word with you.
下午好，非常高兴能回来给大弟兄姊妹分享神的话。
Friends, some years ago in North India, Bishop Warren of the Methodist Church was preaching to a congregation that was seated all over the ground.
几年前啊，在卫理公会的一个主教奥恩。在印度北部想坐在地上的一群会众来讲道。
He told them that the very people Christ came to serve and save seized him, mocked him, spat on him, took him before Pilate, and after judgment took him to Calvary to the cross.
他告诉他们啊，耶稣怎么样被那些个他来服侍和拯救的人所抓住，然后人们戏弄他，唾弃他，最后带他去见毕拉多，然后接受审判之后，把他带到加略山。
And as they were listening, he described the sufferings on the cross, the desertion of his friends, and how in the midst of all of it, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
啊，这个主教生动地描述耶稣在十字架上的受苦，他怎么样在极大的痛苦中被他的朋友抛弃，在这一切痛苦之中，他喊道说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And when the bishop reached this point in his sermon, an old Hindu priest could stand it no longer.
当主教讲到这里的时候，一个年老的印度教的祭司就再也没法忍受了。
He rushed forward, he threw himself at the bishop's feet, and he said over and over again, "We want you to leave India. We want you to leave India."
他冲上前去，扑倒在这个主教的脚下，他一遍又一遍的大声说：“我们想要你离开印度，我们要你离开印度。”
And the bishop asked, "Why? Why do you want me to leave India?"
那么主教就问你为什么要让我离开印度呢？
He said, "Because we have no story like this."
这个印度教的祭司就说，我们没有像你这样的故事。
We have no savior who lived a sinless life, who died for his enemies and prayed for the forgiveness of those who took his life.
我们没有这样一位救主，他自己过一个无罪的生活，为他的敌人而死，并且为那些杀害他的人祈求饶恕。
We have no story like this in any of our religions.
在我们印度教的各样的宗教里，我们没有这样的故事。
Said, if you keep telling this story to our people, they will leave our temples and follow your savior.
如果你继续讲这个故事给我们印度人的话，他们都会离开寺庙去跟随你的救主去了。
He realized what a wonderful and beautiful message the message of the cross is.
他意识到说这个啊十字架的故事是一个多么美妙的故事。
Friends, the Easter story is a powerful story that can transform lives today.
看到了吗？复活节的故事是一个有能力的故事，它能够今天仍然能够改变人的生命。
And before his ascension into heaven, Jesus gave his disciples some final instructions about the proclamation of this message to the ends of the earth.
在耶稣升天前，嘱咐门徒最后的引指导他的门徒，怎么样把福音传到地极。
And the book of Acts.That we've read today is about what Jesus continues to do and teach.
今天我们所读的啊《使徒行传》就是记述耶稣怎么样继续他所做所教导的。
The Book of Acts is the second volume of a two-volume history written by Luke, a companion of the Apostle Paul.
啊，《使徒行传》是保罗的同伴路加所写的两卷历史书中的第二卷。
The first volume is the Gospel according to Luke.
第一卷呢，就是路加福音。
Sometimes scholars refer to these books as Luke Acts.
啊，有的学者呢，把这两本书统称为路加使徒行传。
The two books belong together, and the introductions link them.
你知道这两本书是连在一起的，因为他们的前言是互相关联的。
The book of Luke begins with a dedication to a man he calls Most Excellent Theophilus.
你看到路加福音是写给一个他这个路加称为提阿非罗大人。
And Luke mentions Theophilus again in the book of Acts, referring also to Luke's former book.
你知道鲁加在《使徒行传》的时候再次的提到提亚非罗，也提到鲁加的前书。
He says, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen."
使徒行传的一章的第一到第二节，这里说提亚非罗啊。我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行、所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐被拣选的使徒，以后被接上圣的日子为止。
Notice something.
你注意到了吗？
In his former book, he wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until he was taken up to heaven.
他在前书中论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵被接上升的日子为止。
And thus, in his second book, the book of Acts, he would write about what Jesus continued to do and to teach after his ascension.
在第二部书里，路加记录耶稣升天之后，借着他门徒所做所经所行的。
But now, through the apostles, whose sermons and authenticating signs and wonders Luke will record for us.
路加忠实地记住了耶稣升天之后，他的使徒们的布道，还有他们所行的神迹奇事。
So Jesus' ministry on earth, exercised personally and publicly, was followed by Jesus' ministry from heaven, exercised through the Holy Spirit by his apostles.
耶稣在地上的事工是个人的，是公开的。然后呢，升天之后，继续通过圣灵，借着他的门徒继续的做工。
Jesus has not stopped working.
耶稣从来没有停止工作。
He continues to work.
他在继续的做工。
By the Holy Spirit through us, his
就是、
people.
通过圣灵借着我们这些人来做工。
The ascension concluded Luke's first book and introduced his second.
你知道路加的第一本书是以耶稣的升天结束的，但是呢，第二本书就是使徒行传是以耶稣的升天开始的。
And it terminated his earthly ministry and inaugurated his heavenly ministry.
耶稣结束了地上的传道的生涯，然后呢，开始他从天上开始继续的传道的工作。
And it's very important, before the end of his personal ministry on earth, Jesus deliberately made provision for the continuance of his message.
你知道耶稣在结束他地上的个人的侍奉之前，他继续提供了一些事情，能够让他的信息能够继续的传扬下去。
The message would go on through the apostles.
你知道这个信息就通过使徒们把信息传出去。
Number one, he chose them, verse 2.
我们知道第一个呢是他耶稣拣选了一些门徒。
Secondly, he showed himself to them.
第二个是呢，耶稣呢将自己显明给他们看。
Verse 3, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Jesus showed himself to the apostles. They take the message on.
你知道耶稣死了受害以后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲述神国的事。
And then Jesus continued to teach them over a period of 40 days.
你知道耶稣继续地教他们有40天之久。
He spoke about the kingdom of God.
他谈到了神的国。
He says he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God, verse 3b.
在第三节的下半部说40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
He speaks about the kingdom of God, and secondly, he promises the Holy Spirit.
他首先谈到了神的国，然后他应许赐给他们圣灵。
Verse 4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
他在第四节里说，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。
He said, For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
约翰是用水给你们施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
So Jesus goes back to heaven, they wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit to come.
耶稣升上天去，他们等候在耶路撒冷，等候圣灵的来临。
They will receive a new power to go on a mission.
他们要能够得着这个圣灵的能力去做宣教的工作。
So what did the apostles think? How did they respond?
你知道这个门徒们他怎么想呢？他们怎么样对耶稣的话的反应是什么呢？
Verse 6 to 8, so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临到你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Listen very carefully.
你仔细听。
The apostles misunderstood the nature of the kingdom.
这个使徒们，他们对神国的这个性质有误解。
There are as many errors in their question as in the word, as words.
在他们的问题的回答里有很多的错，词语是错误的。
They're thinking, is he going to restore? They use the word restore, which means they were expecting a political and territorial kingdom as it was under King David.
他们在这里希望啊是复兴的国家，他们其实期待着一个政治和领土的国度啊，就像是大卫王国那样的一个国度。
They're expecting a restoration to the kingdom to Israel. See, they're thinking Israel, they're thinking a national kingdom, an ethnically restricted kingdom, a geographically restricted kingdom. They were wrong.
他们希望啊复兴的是以色列这个国家，他们期待的是一个民族主义的国度，一个受着种族限制和地理位置限制的一个国度。
And they said, at this time, are you going to do it now, Jesus?
他说啊，你现在就在这个时候，你要来复兴这个国度吗？
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
错了，错了，一切都错了。
So what's the truth?
真理是什么呢？
Jesus says the kingdom is spiritual in nature.
耶稣告诉他们，这个国度实际上在本质上是属灵的。
It's not about the land of Australia or the land of China or the land of Brazil. It's a spiritual kingdom.
它不是一个啊，在中国这个国土，也不是澳洲的这个国家，也不是巴西的国家，它是一个属灵的国度。
One writer puts it this way, the kingdom of God is his rule set up in the lives of his people by the Holy Spirit.
有个作者他这么说，他说神的国度是神的统治由圣灵建立在他的百姓中间的。
It is spread by witnesses, not soldiers, through a gospel of peace, not in declaration of war, and by the work of the Spirit, not by force of arms, political intrigue, or revolutionary violence.
神的国度是由见证人来传播，而不是让战士来传播，是通过和平的福音，而不是靠着宣战，是通过圣灵的工作，而不是靠着武力、政治阴谋或者革命暴力。
The kingdom is spiritual, it's the Holy Spirit living in us.
你知道吗？这个国度是属灵的，这个圣灵居住在我们中间。
And the kingdom of God is international in its membership.
你知道神国的成员是国际性的。
They would begin in Jerusalem, the national capital, and then they would spread the message to the ends of the earth.
你知道这个啊，福音要从国家他们国家的首都就是耶路撒冷开始，要从其中要辐射出来，要到世界各地去。
It's not just for the Jews in Israel.
不光是对给以色列的犹太人说的。
If you are living in Israel, Australia is the ends of the earth.
如果你要是生活在啊这个以色列的话，澳大利亚那么就是这个地极了。
China is the ends of the earth.
那中国也是地极了。
And the gospel has spread there.
你知道这个福音向外边来传播。
Jesus was right. Jesus said it would go to the ends of the earth.
耶稣说啊，你们要到世界地极去。
We believe today in China, something like 70 million Christians.
你知道今天我们知道在中国有7000万的基督徒。
And experts think that by 2030,China will have the largest Christian population in the world.
你知道到2030年的时候，有一些专家预测中国将成为世界上基督徒人口最多的国家。
God is doing a great work right across the world.
你知道神在世界各地做着非常美妙的工作。
It started in Israel and has spread everywhere.
你知道他从耶路撒冷开始，从以色列开始，到世界的各个角落。
To Africa.
去非洲。
To North America,
北美
to South America,
南美
throughout Asia,
整个的亚洲
into India,
一直到印度
It's gone to the ends of the earth, as Jesus said.
就像耶稣说的，福音要传到地极。
One of the great ways God has used to reach the nations is by bringing the nations to Australia.
你说神怎么样把福音传到地极呢？其中一个方式就是神把很多国家的人带到澳大利亚来。
When this church started 60 years ago, this church here, no one ever imagined that there would be a Chinese congregation here.
你说六十年前，主要当人们在这里建教会的时候，从来没有想到中国人会在这里聚会。
No one ever imagined.
没有人能想得到这一点。
But God is bringing people from all the nations.
但是神把人从不同的国家带了来。
I was born in Greece, in Europe.
牧师他是从在从希腊生在希腊。
I came to Australia so I would hear the gospel clearly explained.
他来到澳洲之后才真正的明白了福音。
Many Vietnamese refugees came in the 70s and 80s to Australia and heard the gospel and planted churches all around Australia.
你知道越南战争之后，很多来到澳大利亚的越南的难民，他们信了耶稣，然后建立了教会。
And it's easier for a Muslim immigrant to hear the gospel in Australia than in their home country.
你知道穆斯林的移民，他们在澳大利亚比在他们本国更容易听到福音。
One of my friends who preached this morning will preach tonight works in Indonesia.
你知道我们一个朋友，他今天早晨已经在这讲了道，晚上他还要在这里讲道。他去印度尼西亚。
His white Australian.
他的妻子呢是个澳大利亚人。
Married to a white American girl.
他娶了一个白人。
16 years living in Indonesia, speaks Indonesian, reaches people with the gospel.
他们在在印度尼西亚待了16年，向那里的人来传讲福音。
He was sharing the gospel with a Muslim man who got thrown out of the mosque because he wasn't a very good Muslim.
你知道他给一个从穆斯林的那个莫斯科里撵出的一个人来传福音。
And he asked my friend, "What religion are you?"
他问这个人说：“你信什么宗教呢？”
My friend said, "I am a follower of Jesus Messiah."
他说：“我是耶稣基督的门徒。”
And the man said, "I've never heard of Jesus Messiah."
他说：“我们从来没有听见过说耶稣弥赛亚这个人。”
They met then and started to read the Bible together with him and his friends, introducing the people of Jesus Christ in Indonesia by a white Australian man.
啊，这个澳大利亚的白人，他就开始给他们来讲福音，来一会儿来读神的话语，来给他们传福音。
When Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come upon us and we would be His witnesses to the ends of the earth, Jesus knew what He was talking about.
当耶稣说圣灵降在我们的身上，我们就能力着传讲福音，耶稣知道他在说什么。
And if you are a follower of Jesus today, you have entered His kingdom.
如果你是耶稣的基督的门徒，你要进入他的国度。
And now we have a responsibility to pass this message on to others as well.
我们有这个责任，把这个福音的信息传给别人。
The Bible says, when the kingdom is consummated, when it's brought to completion, at the end, when Jesus returns, there will be people from every nation, every tribe, every people, every language. Revelation 7, verse 9.
在启示录第七章第九节那说，当这个神的国度完成的时候，耶稣基督会再来，那时候将无数的信徒从各国、各族、各民、各方来。
It's spiritual, it's international in its membership, and thirdly, it is gradual in its expansion.
这个神的国度是属灵的，它的成员呢是属国际性的，而且。在这国度的扩展上是渐进的。
The disciples said, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?"
这个门徒们、使徒们就问他说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
The Lord's reply was twofold.
耶稣的回答是两方面的。
Number one, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority.
耶稣说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”
In other words, He's saying it's none of your business.
或者另一句话说，跟你没有关系这个事情。
But secondly,
但是第二点
you will receive power so that between the Spirit's coming and the Son's coming, there were to be His witnesses in ever widening circles, fulfilling the worldwide mission of the church.
但是耶稣说，你们必得着能力，在圣灵来到之后，和耶稣第二次再来之前，你们会为他在这个。不断扩大的圈子里给他做见证人然后完成教会普世宣教的使命
We live between the Spirit's coming and the Son's second coming
我们活在耶稣圣灵来到之后和耶稣第二次再来之前的这段时间里
And we pass on this message of good news to everyone
我们把这个福音的好消息给每一个人来传讲
So the Spirit wants the world for Christ So the Spirit gives us power for worldwide witness
圣灵要为了基督得着整个的世界，所以圣灵会赐给我们能力，在世界各地为他做见证。
It takes time for the gospel to spread throughout the nations.
你知道，要花时间才能把这个福音传到世界各地去。
And sometimes there is great persecution of the church too.
有的时候，我们的教会也面临很大的逼迫。
But the Spirit gives us power.
但是圣灵会赐给我们能力。
And enabling.
能够使我们有能力
and strength，
能会赐给我们力量。
And the Holy Spirit convicts people of sin.
圣灵会让人知罪。
You don't have to fight. You don't have to win an argument.
你不必靠着辩论来争胜。
You share the good news.
你只要给别人分享这个好消息就够了。
The Holy Spirit converts people, not you and me.
所以说是圣灵能改变人，不是你，也不是我。
So be ready to relax and witness for Jesus.
所以你呢，做好准备给别人做见证，你完全的可以放松。
And don't be afraid. You have the gospel, the best news in the world. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit can enable you to do it.
你知道啊，你不用害怕，圣灵可以赐给你能力。你有最好的就是福音的好消息。
Friends, we do not all have the gifts of evangelism.
你知道，我们并不是每个人都有传福音的这种恩赐。
Some people have that spiritual gift.
有的人有这样的恩赐。
They're always talking to people about Jesus.
他们啊，总是给别人来分享耶稣。
At home, in shopping centers,
在家里，在市场上
at railway stations,
在火车站
some people are good, gifted evangelists.
有的人是有很好的恩传福音的恩赐的人
I have a friend who is working in Lebanon.
我一个朋友他在黎巴嫩工作
He's one of our missionaries.
他是我们的宣教士
Wherever he is, God gives him opportunities to speak to people about Jesus.
不论在哪里神都会给他机会能给人传讲福音
And he has planted a church in Beirut, Lebanon
他在贝鲁特黎巴嫩那里建立了一个教会
Very difficult, close to Syria, close to Iraq Bombs and suicide bombers everywhere But God has helped him to plant a church there
你知道那里、接近、叙利亚接近、还别的这个 穆斯林的国家是吧非常危险但是他都在那里建立了一个教会其实非常危险的。
He has a gift of evangelism. God is using him to see many come to Christ.
神给他这个传福音的恩赐，让他看到很多人来相信了耶稣。
Every pastor should do the work of evangelism, even if they don't have the gift of evangelism.
每个牧师都应当做这个宣教的工作，即使他没有宣教的恩赐，没有传福音的恩赐，也要做这种工作。
Some of us are better, maybe preaching and teaching.
有的人他是更善于来传讲。来传道，来讲讲。
Sometimes better at praying and visiting.
有的人是更好的来探访去，或者是呢为别人祷告。
But Paul says to Timothy, in your role, do the work of an evangelist.
但是保罗嘱咐提摩太，你要做宣教的工作。
But let me tell you something else. You may not have the gift of evangelism, but you can be his witness.
虽然可能没有啊这个宣教的啊这个传福音的恩赐，但是你可以给别人来做见证。
You can give out a Bible or a gospel tract.
你可以给别人一本圣经，或者给他一个福音单张。
You can invite to a church service or to a special dinner.
你可以让人们来邀请人们来参加教会的来敬拜，或者是一个晚餐。
And if they speak English, we're running an evangelistic course starts in 2 weeks. If your friends speak English, they can come to the special Alpha course.
如果你的朋友说英语的话，你可以带他来到我们的阿尔法的课程里面。
We can all be his witnesses as the gospel spreads everywhere.
当这个福音向各处来扩展的时候，我们可以为他做见证。
But we must pray and work hard because Jesus will return.
我们必须要祷告，更努力的工作，因为耶稣快来了。
Verses 9-11.
第九节到十一节。
After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
当他们正说这话的时候，他们正看的时候，耶稣就被取上升，有的云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him.
当他们往上去，当他往上去，他们定睛望见的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边。
Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking up into the sky?
他们说加利利人啊你们为什么站着望天呢
This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you have seen him go into heaven.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来
So Jesus has been appearing to the disciples over 40 days to teach them spiritual things.
耶稣向门徒显现40天之久教导他们属灵的事情。
If that had continued, they may have thought, well, that's the way it's going to be forever. Every so often, Jesus comes back, he teaches us, goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back.
如果继续这样下去的话，他们就认为啊，可能永远都是这样了。耶稣只是在这里给我们一些必要的教导，他走了，然后再回来，他走了再回来。
So God made sure that the disciples, the apostles, saw him go up into the sky, so they knew that that part of his job was finished. He was now going back to his Father in heaven.
然后神让耶稣提到天上去，让门徒们知道耶稣在地上的工作已经结束了，然后剩下的是门徒的工作。
And Jesus is seated at the right hand side of the Father, ruling the world.
耶稣坐在神的右边，来管理着这个整个的世界。
And the angels turn up. Two angels, men of Galilee. Why do you stand here looking up into the sky?
结果两个天使站在旁边说，加利利人为什么定睛望天呢？
He told you to go to Jerusalem. Go to Jerusalem.
你们现在去耶路撒冷吧。
Wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
你们等着圣灵要来。
There's a job to do.
你们还有工作要做。
Don't stand here going, wow, Jesus is in heaven.
不是老是这么站着看，耶稣上天了。
No. Get ready, there's a job to do.
不是这样的，你们有工作要做的。
The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
你们看到耶稣这样的升天，他还要这样的回来。
The book of Revelation says when he comes back, every eye will see him.
你知道启示录那里说，当耶稣回来的时候，每一只眼睛，每个人的眼睛都要看见他。
We must live our lives in light of the second coming of Jesus.
我们必须在耶稣第二次再来的这种眼光里来过我们的生活。
The late James Montgomery Boyce was in England in 1986 speaking at a convention.
一个已故的一个人叫雅各·博伊斯，他在1986年的英格兰的一个大会上。
He met an Irish preacher called Derek Bingham.
他在那里呢，遇见了一位爱尔兰的宣教士。
Derek had a large work in Belfast, and every Tuesday he spoke to about 1,000 young people.
这个德瑞克呢，在贝尔法斯特呢，有很做很大的工作。他每星期二晚上跟超过1000多的年轻人来演讲。
And Derek explained how he became a pastor, how he got into ministry.
那么德瑞克呢，解释他是怎么样。进入服事变成一个牧师的。
His mother was dying, and she said to him, Derek, my boy, you have the gift of the gab. You can speak a lot.
他的母亲将要死的时候跟他说 Derek, 我的孩子，你很有口才的。
But she said, but you don't know the word of God.
但是你不知道神的话。
If you'd learned the word, the Lord might be able to use you.
如果你要去学神的话的话，主可能要用你。
Then within 3 weeks of his mother's death, Derek Bingham began preaching.
你知道德瑞克在他母亲去世的3周之内，他就开始这德瑞克，他就宾汉姆就开始讲道了。
On the way home from the convention one night, he just preached to 5,000 people. On the way home, this is what he said.
有一天晚上呢，他对超过5000的人来演讲，在深夜呢，他步行回家之后呢，他说。
He said, I was thinking when I was sitting on the stage, I was thinking about my mother.
他说我坐在讲台的时候就想到了我的妈妈。
If my mother could come back from heaven and just see what I'm doing for Jesus now.
如果妈妈能够从天上回来一会儿，能够看到我为耶稣所做的。
Said I'd be so happy because to say, Mom, this is what you wanted me to do and we're serving Christ.
他说我一定非常高兴，我会对妈妈说，妈妈一看我们在这里，我们为耶稣做了这么多的事情。
Then the other speaker said, if that was an inspiration to him, if that kept him going, if that fired him up for the task at hand, how much more should we be inspired by the thought that one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to return?
这个另一个作者就说如果那个意象能够鼓励他继续的传福音往前走，能够鼓励他继续做他手中的工作，你要想到有一天主耶稣他自己将回来，那岂不更多的激励我们去为主做工吗？
And he's going to say to us, how are you doing, my brothers?
主回来的时候会问我们说，我们的弟兄们，你们做得怎么样呢？
How are you doing, my sisters?
我的姐妹们，你们做得怎么样呢？
Have you carried out your assignment to take the gospel to the ends of the earth?
你们有没有完成你的任务，把福音传到地极去呢？
Jesus will not be harsh with us.But he will be expecting that we have finished and carried out the task.
耶稣对我们不是很苛刻的，但是他期待我们会承担起工作来完成传福音的这个工作。
As we finish, let me remind you of this truth.
当我结束之前，我提醒你们这些真理。
Jesus continues to do his work and to teach his people, but now from heaven.
你知道耶稣在天上今天仍然要继续工作来教导他的子民。
And he does it through Holy Spirit inspired and empowered people of God.
你知道他怎么做呢？他通过圣灵鼓励赐能力给神的百姓。
The church's mission is to proclaim to a lost world the message of hope found in Christ.
教会的使命就是向这个失落的世界宣布，你在耶稣基督里面可以找到盼望。
And witness and evangelism is always to be at the forefront of the church's mission.
所以做见证、传福音总是在我们教会的议程上排在最前列的。
So I say to you today, go in the power of the Holy Spirit and be God's witnesses.
所以我今天对你说，你要带着圣灵的能力出去，然后成为神忠心的见证人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
God, thank you for saving us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你拯救了我们。
Through Christ's death on the cross.
谢谢你，借着耶稣基督在十字架上的死拯救我们。
We thank you that Christ ascended back into heaven where he is seated at your right hand.
我们谢谢主，啊，你已经回到天上，坐在父宝座的右边。
Thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit to live in us, to change us, and to make us your witnesses.
谢谢你，啊，你赐下圣灵来改变我们，来赐圣灵给我们，让我们做你忠心的见证人。
Thank you, God, for the work through this congregation.
谢谢你，啊，你祝福我们的教会。
May you continue to enable the pastor and the members to reach out in Jesus' name.
求你帮助我们的牧师和我们的会众，能够继续的来传讲主耶稣的名。
And to God be the glory.
愿主得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.